Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're in.
Double Deuce.
It's another Double Deuce. It's a St. Patrick's Day Double Deuce.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's deucey on St. Patrick's Day.
You know it.
Yeah.
Deuced up hard.
Hey, you know, I really went for it this year. You know, sometimes I'm like, St. Patrick's Day, pa, that's amateur hour. I'm not going to go anywhere near downtown, what with all those crazy parade kids. But this year, my mom and dad, dear parentals, each one, were the senior king and queen of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, really? So you're the prince of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
I mean, technically, I would be the prince of the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I wouldn't tell my sister this, but she would be the princess. I figure that makes Jack like a marquis or something.
I mean, I believe she would also be a... I guess, would she be probably a duchess, maybe?
Yeah, duchess.
If we're going by English rules?
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't on Irish Day.
Yeah. They can't even have this one day free of the English.
It's true. Monarchy's just right there, like, fucking with them, like, sit back down. So
he's up off those Irish people's nuts, Stefan.
I had a fusion St. Patrick's Day because my sister found parking right in front of Arizona Trading Company, right? And yeah. So we got baller seats, right? But I'm like, what is St. Patrick's Day without a drink? That's just not a thing, right?
No.
And
if you're taking part, you have to be drinking because that's really what taking part entails.
I'm like, what of these local restaurants would be potentially like shifty enough to let me just walk around with booze? So I went into Fiesta Cancun, the new Mexican restaurant where Wah was. And I'm like, hey, do you have to go margaritas? And they're like, not only do we have to go margaritas, we have to go green margaritas. And I'm like, this is the fusion that I dreamed of once when that place, when that Italian Mexican place opened up for a hot second, but that dream was never realized, but this dream was realized. So I got churros and two green margaritas. And to my mind, that is what St. Patrick's Day is all about now.
Sorry, I was writing notes.
Yeah. Churros. They come four churros to an order.
Not bad. Not bad.
No, really not bad.
How were they? How were the churros?
I didn't have one. I gave them to the kids that we were with, but the kids seemed to enjoy them.
Right on.
The margaritas were lovely, although I can't drink more than one margarita anymore without having to do a little poop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it just makes my stomach kind of go, oh, time to do a little poop. And I didn't want to do that during St. Patrick's Day parade, so I just stuck to one margarita, and then I switched to Modelo in a big to-go cup with a straw.
It's like, you know, that song about the one margarita, two margarita, but for you, after each margarita, it's do a little poop.
Yeah, that's the song. Yeah. That's the song.
I got you.
I feel like I've got my song for the month. I'll just have to look it up and find a karaoke version and then sing it. But, yeah, I mean, do margaritas make you poop? Let us know. Hashtag Double Deuce pooping my margaritas out. And give us the skinny on what keeps your clock cleaned. I mean, not too graphically.
Nah.
I'm really regretting putting that hashtag out into the world and saying all that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
People don't use the hashtags that much anyway, so you should be fine. But maybe this will be the time that it finally happens and everyone starts using your hashtag.
I feel like that's one that's going to get like an Amber Fraley response. It feels like Amber Fraley maybe poops after too many margaritas. I just get that sense about Amber Fraley.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not that I'm calling her out. Amber, if you're able to handle 4 or 5 margaritas without pooping, good on you. And I'm sorry, but I just feel like if anybody that listens to the podcast was going to be a 1 margarita, 2 margarita poop gal, it'd be you.
It sounds to me like you're poop slandering Amber.
No, poop recognizing, poop supporting. This is a positive poop experience. I am not. Yeah, I'm pro poop. I am not in any way, shape, or form denigrating the sweet ebullitions of my compatriots.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got that going for me. What did you get up to today? Did you eat any corny beef or did you eat a potato or did you put on a hat?
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I had some pizza like a couple hours ago.
Man, there was a dude with Big Spoon Creek energy, your alter ego Spoon Creek.
Yeah.
There was a dude on a float that was the Barbie float, and he had just like Big Spoon Creek energy. He had like a visor sideways. It wasn't upside down, but it was sideways, and a big oversized shirt, and he had a whistle, and he was whistling, and he just occasionally shout, "Ladies!" and at nobody in particular. And he reminded me of Spoon Creek.
Yeah, that tracks. That is Spoon Creek energy.
Yeah, made me really miss Annie Morton.
Yeah,
I feel like he would have liked to have seen that at Spoon Creek.
Yeah, live. He was a big St. Patrick's Day guy.
He was. So, you ate a piece of pizza?
I ate more than one piece.
Oh,
I had two pieces and some cheese sticks.
Was it green? Was it green pizza for St. Patrick's Day?
No, it was just pizza shuttle, normal colors.
Okay.
They really knocked it out, though. My guess is not a lot of people got pizza today, or at least not yet. Probably they might be, you know, hitting that wall of pizza right around now, possibly. But
yeah,
back at like 6, weren't no thing. They brought their A game to that pizza and them sticks. Them sticks was tasty.
Nice. Hey,
that's all I did. I woke up like it was a real bad pain day. And so I was like, I wasn't really planning to do anything anyway. But then Ollie was just kind of on the couch until it was time to eat pizza.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry. It's a bad pain day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we didn't do it in person. I'm glad we're doing this over Zoom, huh?
Yeah, no, it worked out to Zoom it.
Yeah.
Finally, like I was able, like the multiple medicines have kicked in enough that I'm feeling better now than I was, but it's still not awesome. It's just always tricky. I can't take medicine right away because if I do, then it throws my schedule off and it doesn't last through the night so much. So
yeah.
I kind of got to wait until closer to, you know, I have to be a few hours after getting up without before I can start really taking stuff or else. Yeah. Messes me up.
Yeah. Makes for a rough couple hours though, I imagine.
Yeah, no, I just, it's hard sometimes to get shit done in the afternoon cause I'm in pain and I'm usually sleepy cause I don't sleep well cause of pain. Just cause the medicine lasts the night doesn't necessarily mean it like takes care of business and lets me sleep contentedly.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're feeling groggy and you're in pain, I mean, that's a bad thing. But the good news is we've still got a few of those magic mines left.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would definitely knock out the grogginess for sure.
You could get your grogginess so knocked out. And, you know, it works over
multiple. Slap grogginess in the face with magic mind.
Punch grogginess in places it never knew could hurt so bad with magic mind. I mean, we're not supposed to use funny voices, people. We told them that we would be
that's kind of how we talk anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like we're doing some kind of some weird cartoonish voices than we ever do.
We actually, they gave us some product and we tasted the product and we liked the product. So this is not just us like talking out of our ass. This is us talking through our eyes and mouths while sitting on our ass. And yes. So, Yeah, and we're alert about it because of the special blend of amazing ingredients in Magic Mind, which are much more mellow than caffeine, which unfortunately I left on my table upstairs, but I know it's got some mushrooms in it, and they're not the kind from The Last of Us.
Nah. I mean, like, maybe they're cordyceps, but they're not the zombie cordyceps.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning into anything.
But it's not
energy,
just
that endurance.
It's not like mushroom soup either. It's like a tasty drink that's kind of citrusy.
The cordyceps aid in the production of ATP in your mitochondria, which we all know is the powerhouse of the cell. And ATP, I mean, that just sounds good.
You know what, Nelson? My mitochondria do want some unless you've got buns, hun.
Mm-hmm. And if you do.
As well.
The mitochondria does not discriminate on buns.
God, this stuff sounds so good, Nelson. It's probably really expensive.
It is fairly priced. It is fairly priced. And you know what? It's even more fairly priced with our help, because we can get you that sweet, sweet discount. If you go to www.magicmind.com/doubledeuce and put in code DOUBLEDEUCE20, that's the words double deuce and the number 20, you get 20% off all your purchases and your subscriptions. But for the next 10 days, if you use that code and you're getting a bigger pack, the 30-pack subscription, that is 56% off. That is more than half off for the 30-pack subscription. Dear God, how can you afford not to get it?
Everybody's Irish on Magic Mind discount subscription day.
Indeed. And you know what? Yeah. The Magic Mind is green.
It's true. It is. So if you're looking for the perfect beverage after all those green beers that you had today to kind of get you back into alert mode.
If you need to, because, you know, tomorrow's Monday. Everybody's going to have to pull themselves out of bed and try to get back into work. But one more green drink, just one more green drink. And it's a little one. It's a shot of green. It's going to perk you right back up and get you ready for a productive day the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yep, and famous people use it too. Again, I forgot which ones, but I know that they do.
Yes. The Kardashians.
Oh, that's what it is.
They're up to all kinds of things, and I doubt they would be able to do all the things they do without Magic Mind, because it's a lot of things. They're doing shows, they're doing business, they're doing law, they're doing all kinds of stuff. I think the brother has like a sock business, I think I heard. I don't know.
Yeah. They were the Kardashians until they had Magic Mind, and now they dash.
Kardashians.
Yeah. Anyway, great times. Magic Mind.
With Magic Mind. Slap grogginess in the face. I'm giving you guys that slogan if you want it.
Punch grogginess in the parts that it doesn't even know could hurt so bad is my contribution if you need a second tagline.
We're declaring war on grogginess, and Magic Mind is our ammunition.
Hey, Ollie, come here. What's your Magic Mind tagline? Okay. Anyway, he's not going to give one because he's just popped
up. He's still got natural energy. At that age, you don't need the Magic Mind as much as at our age, where without it, what are you even doing?
Yeah, he was mad at me today because I didn't get him to the parade fast enough. And then he was like making me hold his candy bag. And every time I would look away or talk to somebody, he'd be like, "Look at the road, Avril. Watch for candy." And I was like, wow, this is intense. Did I do okay, though? Okay, we'll talk in a bit. Okay, we just got a few things we got to work up over here, but we're doing
well.
And good.
I mean, to be fair, too, he's only a few heartbeats away from that St. Patrick's Day parade throne. So,
yeah, it has been
you gotta watch out. He might be looking to make his moves. He might be Richard III in you to get on that St. Patrick's Day throne.
Yeah, that's true, because he is literally like two murders away from being St. Patrick's Day king himself. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a Macbeth situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe with like a reverse Hamlet in there somewhere, but
yeah,
I don't
a
know,
double reverse Hamlet.
Double do the double reverse Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hamlet everybody wants to be, but no one wants to see. Do you dig?
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually say do you dig. Does it work? I'm thinking about maybe using it.
It doesn't not work.
Okay. You know the other one I want to bring back?
What's that?
Old and busted / new hotness. I mean, we just lost that as a culture.
Yeah.
Will Smith gave it to us, and then he taketh it away. Now nobody
did
says
he really
it.
Take it away, or did he just, you know, not say it again after a while?
I mean, I guess he just sort of stopped saying it, and then
he didn't get litigious about it. I don't think he like put out like a press release to make people stop using it.
Not that we remember.
No. No, I might have missed it.
Yeah. Anyway, when you get an opportunity, friends, let us know. Do you still want to use old and busted and new hotness? Hashtag 90 DD 90s catchphrases. What are yours? Which ones do you cling on to? Are you still saying uncool things from the 90s like rad and whatever?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. A lot of them you can't really say anymore from the 90s.
Yeah, there's probably some censoring for some of them that's going to have to go down now.
And I don't want to encourage you to bring those back because, you know, let's not live in a dark past when we have such a bright future to look forward to with this upcoming election.
Mm-hmm.
He said without the barest hint of irony.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go smooth and easy.
Oh, hey, we should plug our upcoming live show that we were.
Yeah, did
to
we get confirmation on our date?
No, we have not, but that is my fault. I need to go do that this week, so I'll have it done by next week. But what day was that again?
Well, the trick is we are recording next week's here in about 30 minutes, so we're gonna tell you we are looking at Friday the 5th.
Friday the 5th of April.
Yeah. Yeah, the first Friday in April.
First Friday.
Should be the live show unless something goes horribly wrong.
There's going to be so many boobs and they're all going to be mine.
Are they going to be new hotness or old and busted?
Ollie just said, that's weird, Dad.
It was weird. I'm glad here to help hold you to a higher standard.
I feel like we've been planning this thing for so long that we got to get the butts on the seats, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what gets butts on seats more than me accidentally, oops, my shirt fell off, you know, halfway through. Oh, no, I shouldn't have moved that pizza cutter there right over the top of my shirt. I shouldn't have taken those garden shears to the sleeves on my shirt, showing off my amazing muscles.
You want to see amazing muscles? You don't have to watch Popeye. You just got to come to the live show and see Will accidentally damage his shirt to the point of non-existence.
Yeah, yeah. And Stefan knows what I'm talking about. Firemen are always like accidentally losing their shirts. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen the movies. I know what happens.
Yeah, backdraft is like 60% topless.
That's right. And the British backdraft was like 80% topless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was 30 stone of hot of topless hotness.
But they had a different title for it. It was called Just a Bit of a Fire Problem.
That doesn't seem particularly dangerous. Like, I feel like, you know. Well, maybe though, they're a calm people. Maybe that's enough to get you out of a burning building.
I mean,
just a spot of fire bother will get people okay.
Yeah, well, that's also how they referred to the London fires, a bit of a burn on old London town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, almost total, I'm afraid. Yeah.
They don't want to, you know, they don't want to freak anyone out. They don't want to, anyway, they don't want to make too big a deal out of anything.
I don't want to make promises I can't keep, but if you want to see Stefan and I topless, come to the live show.
How are we going to see Stefan topless at the live show?
I don't know. I'll try to get him to send a picture or something, right?
Okay.
He's not doing anything but sitting around waiting for Yanks to ask him for topless photos.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's his jam.
Yeah. He's ready to give them. But he's very polite. He's not going to send them unsolicited.
That's right. That's right. No, he is not. He's not going to be like, can I send you a bit of a topless photo? Not Stefan. There was some weird rule about, like, offering to do dishes at English dinner parties that you're supposed to, like, keep offering and keep offering and keep offering. And I failed that test because they're like, I was like, hey, do you want any help with the dishes? And they're like, oh, no, wouldn't want that. And I'm like, okay. So I just didn't help. And what I should have said was,
you didn't even do the, like, are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't do that. No, because I just assumed that English people were older and intelligent enough to know and mean that they meant what they say, but I didn't realize it was all code. It was all coded language, and I failed the test. And that's why I'm not allowed back in the McDonald's in Bethnal Green welcome break.
Bethnal Green welcome break?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Bethnal Green.
Oh, welcome break? Is that like a name for a, is that like a rest stop?
That's like their truck stops are called welcome breaks. Because it's like, you're welcome. We're all going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I saw Warwick Davis at the KFC in the Bethnal Green welcome break 1 year.
Yeah. Was he just housing a bucket?
Was he housing a bucket?
Yeah, of chicken.
Oh, of KFC. No, he was wandering in with his wife and his kids, and I'm like, oh, that's a rather short man. And I'm like, oh, he looks a little like Warwick Davis. And then I'm like, oh my God, don't be sizist. Not every short British dude is Warwick Davis. And I'm like, oh no, that actually is Warwick Davis. And then I'm like, maybe I should talk to Warwick Davis. And then I'm like, don't you talk to Warwick Davis. He is so tired. He's been on the road with his family for hours. He is exhausted, and the man just wants some KFC. Fucking be cool, Avril. Be cool. And then I walked by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sides did he get?
Coleslaw.
Yeah. Is he he's a coleslaw and potatoes man. He's a purist.
I feel like he is. I feel like he's got to be. I didn't see the potatoes, but I feel like he's got to be.
I don't know how you can go in there. I feel like the potatoes are obligatory. Like, I don't think you're allowed to not get potatoes.
You come to the live show, I'll get Warwick Davis to take his shirt off, too. That's my promise to you, audience.
Oh, man. Your ego's writing topless checks that your body can't cash. Well, your body can cash it, but I don't know if Warwick Davis's body bank is open for business. This metaphor is getting difficult.
That's way too long for the title of the show, but it really should be. It really should be.
That's true. Sorry, I was taking notes. I've been taking notes judiciously.
It's the end of the episode, people. Go eat your corned beef and cabbage.
Your pizza. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. But
think about topless British firemen.
Yeah, and Warwick Davis, I guess, too.
Yep, and don't forget, Warwick Davis is a coleslaw and potatoes man.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'd go bottomless, because he went, you know, he went bottomless as an Ewok. You put on the leather shawl, hooded shawl thing. It's like a leather poncho that they wore, those Ewoks.
Jub jub, bum ba dum ba dum, 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 jub jub.
Double
Deuce. Outro, man.
I know, but I didn't want to step on your song.
Oh,
I wasn't
no.
Sure, if you're going to do the whole thing or, you know.
I only know that part, so I was just going to keep repeating that part so you kind of
yeah.
Used it.
You really also don't have any helmets to play the toms on,
it's
so.
True. Should we roll that one again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bum ba dum ba dum. Jump jump. Bum ba dum ba dum. Jump jump. Bum ba dum ba dum. Jump jump. Bum ba dum ba dum, jump, jump. But you got to come in, man. You got
to
come
I don't know how to, like, it's, I can't just step on you. It's a Zoom, you know, it's only going to, it's going to keep probably going with you. You got to take a breath so I can jump in.
Okay. Okay. Let's try one more time.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. We almost got this.
Okay. Can I go now?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're good.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be worth it. Don't worry. It's going to be worth it when we finally nail it. It's going
to
be worth it.
I was sort of starting to, yeah, I was starting to go.
Okay. Sorry. You go.
Bump a dump a dump. Jump, jump. Bump a dump a dump. Jump, jump. Bump a dump a dump. Jump, jump. Bump a dump a dump. Jump, jump.
Double deuce. See, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Jump, jump.
I was playing the helmets.
That's good. That was really good. I like that.
Yeah. Double deuce.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the deck of deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod. Yeah!
Yeah! Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whatever, there's a cop beating on a fine podcast. We'll be there. Double deuce.
Good episode.